move on to the superintendent's report. Dr. Goggin?
Actually, I'm going to give my time to Mr. Fleming. You just saw a presentation about the construction project that we are working on. While Mr. Kosvar, our construction team, and others are busy with the physical building of our new elementary school, there's a lot more going on to help us transition. Mr. Fleming and actually a number of people, the principals, teachers, have been working very hard on an academic transition. So I thought it would be nice to have Mr. Fleming share a little bit about the hard work that people are doing to get ready for what goes on inside the buildings.
Sure, and I'm just gonna shout, if that's okay.
You're a good shouter.
Fantastic. You saw the steel and everything going up, the concrete being poured, and we're about a year and just under a half into to move into this new building. And one of the interesting parts on our side of it is that you have some staff members, some teachers, and some educators who have worked 10, 20, or more years in the district and never worked with people that are literally going to be right next to them, that they're going to have to be in lockstep. So we've been working over the last year or so on talking about methodology. And it's given us a great opportunity with, in 2017, the state changed the standards and updated the learning standards for mathematics and language arts. And then this past year, they are working on completing the updated social studies and science. So it's really given us a good opportunity to hit the reset button with our teachers, talk about philosophy and education. And if you've ever been in a room full of teachers and said, what do you think about something? You know, you may have 10 or 15 educators in there and get 10 or 15 different ideas. And it's really exciting to see what's coming out of this. Because when you think of the word professional development, one of the keys to the art of teaching is taking a 150-page document like the Ohio Learning Standards Language Arts and then seeing what that's going to look like in a classroom and making it worthwhile. Because you can go out there and you can buy a box program, you can go out there and you can buy a series, you can buy your way out of a lot of things, but quite honestly, with the talent that we have here in Westlake, to take those ideas and put them together and create our own, it's really, really powerful. So I just wanted to give you an update on where we are right now and show you a couple examples. For example, in kindergarten, we have put together our teachers, along with our principals, and Deb Watton and Damian Headings, our ID coordinators, just our pacing guides. They seem pretty simple if you think about it. But really, what it is if you're a teacher, and imagine if you're a first-year teacher or a 20-year veteran teacher, you come here, and this is going to house everything for you. And really, and if you can just scroll down a little bit, this is when we're teaching in kindergarten, what we want our teachers to always keep in the back of their minds. Everything that they should do should tie into this. But more importantly, when you dive deeper, if you want to just scroll down there, we broke it down into quarter by quarter exactly what you're going to be doing, digesting those standards. If you stop right there, if you look here at the beginning of the year, they've got which standards they're going to cover, but the biggest problem that we have is that there's so many different ideas out there, so many resources that if you've ever been an educator and you go to a workshop, you leave with a great deal of ideas and you come back and they almost sit on your desk for the next month. All these post-it notes and you're going, how am I ever going to get time to put this together? And what our teachers and our administrators have done is they put together this. And on the right-hand side of the screen here, you'll see our core units over here with investigations, Unit 1, Unit 2, Unit 4, what lessons they're specifically going to use. So that when we talk about lockstep, if you are a child in one kindergarten classroom compared to the next, they're going to be on the same page. You're not going to get a different education from one teacher compared to one right next door. And this is what they built for that continuity and that consistency. But the other thing is, you think about all the videos that are out there, all the other resources. They've already come together. We've gone through much more than just the standards. We've taken then videos for each quarter to help and organize that. So if you're looking for something, if your kids just aren't getting it, you can go right here also and it's organized for you. And to take that a step farther, as a district, we were spending thousands of dollars on some programs that were providing us with videos every year. our teachers took it upon themselves and our administrators to find what was out there so that we could not only be more efficient, but we have more control over it now. So if you're looking for something on relative locations and your kids can't get it, they're struggling with it, all that you need to do is, this is what time of year you should be teaching it. You look here and there's examples for you. Built by our teachers, for our teachers. If you go back, we've also organized, just go to supplemental resources there. Let's say once again, you've got a class that you're some students that are higher level that need an extension. We've got, once again, other examples there, and you can see how this is a living document that the teachers are going in and making live links where teachers could go and get examples of other resources so that they could pull and bring them into their classrooms. So we really are building almost our own database within our grade levels of all of these different resources to make us better teachers. So when you talk about 10 individual teachers, or in the case of the elementary school, almost 100 individual teachers, this is one group of teachers together putting this so that it's going to help us be better professionals and provide a better product for our students here this year. So this is just what we've been working on and where we are at this point. I can't say enough about our teachers. I can't thank Deb Watt and Damian Headings enough and our principals for helping out. They've been tremendous, and it's really exciting to see them coming together. And our teachers are really leading the way with any building. It's really, really exciting. So I just wanted to give you an update, and if you had any questions for me on that, feel free to ask.
Mr. Fleming, very, very important to hear, and thank you for being here and presenting. Board, any questions for Mr.
Not a question, but just, I'm very impressed. I just think this is so important. And we've known that this has been going on for a couple of years, but I think it's great to get it out there so the public understands. When you talk about unpacking standards and curriculum maps and common assessments, sometimes it's just, goes over people's heads, but to see exactly this is a living document that we're going to use that maps out how lessons are going to coordinate together and then build upon each other at each grade level. So I love it. I've already asked Ted if I could have a copy of it. I'm looking to steal something, so.
Excuse me?
It's not trademarked. Don't copyright it yet.
Not yet. But the great thing is that if our teachers change, if our administrators change, they can always tweak this. You don't have to start over from scratch. It's a fantastic tool to have. So.
You're beating me up.
I know. What can you do here?
I know. So,
but thank you very much for your time.
We are going to move on to the treasurer's report.
I will be exceptionally quick tonight, as we just had a meeting a couple weeks ago. And I will just say, I wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. Hope everyone has a very safe break, and we will see everyone back in January.
Wait a minute, that's your report?
That's my report.
I was waiting for the numbers.
No.
You're not spending any money this month. Huh?
Awesome. Mine's down to the point today.
Moving on to board items, we have a resolution to approve a Westlake Porter Public Library trustee, and if I may ask Director Mangles to join us at the floor.
Thank you all very much. I am the director, Andrew Mangles, director of Westlake Porter Public Library, and though I think most people in the room probably know this, I think it's good for the record. Some folks may wonder, why is the library here asking about our trustees? And that's because by designation we are known as a school district library, and that means that the school district, the Westlake School District, is the library's taxing authority. And they have two jobs, or two responsibilities, and one is when and if the library needs to go on the ballot. We ask the school district to whip up or go through the mechanics of putting us on the ballot. The second thing is to approve our trustees. So we have that situation where Annette Zappas has served on the board for 7 years. This past year she was the board president, done an outstanding job, and she is leaving the board, which created a vacancy. We posted that vacancy to the public back in August and accepted people's resumes and applications. I think this year we received five different candidates. There's a committee. committee of our board that then interviews everyone who applies. They interviewed those folks. They brought back several candidates for a second interview to make sure we were getting somebody that was of great quality. And at our last board meeting, they did come to consensus and they'd like to recommend Audrey Forrest as the next trustee for the Westlake Library. And her experience, she currently is an attorney with Jeffries, Hugh Forrest, and Montaleone. She does civil employment-related cases in state and federal court. She's also been a very involved volunteer, and one of her resume items was she's a volunteer, volunteer recognition recipient of honorary life member Ohio Congress of PTAs annual award by Westlake Schools in 1999. So she has a connection to the school district as well. And in her application to us, some of the written questions that we asked folks, her comment about the library was, Porter Library is not only a resource for trustworthy and credible information and publications, but is also an easily accessible resource for self-improvement. I believe the most important role of Porter Library is to continue to serve as an educational and informational resource for all community members through a variety of modes of delivery, including digital, live service, live programming, and outreach. So I think Audrey gets it. That's what we're there for. As you know, I've stood before you many, many times and pointed out our missions at the same order, and that's education. We believe in that very strongly. So Audrey Forrest is an excellent candidate. We would ask
is there a motion to approve the resolution to approve the Westlake Porter Public Library trustee Audrey Forrest?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
I was very impressed.
I want to echo that, okay. That the resume is very impressive and we're pleased to have somebody that qualified.
Yeah, I think she's been going to be a wonderful asset to your board of trustees. I've known her for a number of years. Our paths have crossed recently, but back in our PTA days at the high school, the old high school, we served on some committees together, and she ran the Green and White Review. Mm-hmm. I think it was my son's senior year, and so she does have that nice connection to the school. She's always been a huge supporter of both the library and the schools. So you couldn't have a better person to appoint to the board. So it's not
going to be a rabbit legal problem.
Exactly.
I can comment on that.
Further discussion. Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Walter.
Thank you.
The next item that we have is under board items, but as the treasurer of the board, I'm actually asking for nominations for the president pro tem for the beginning of the 2019 calendar year up through the organizational meeting. Each year, the Board of Education elects a president and vice president, and their term is through the end of the calendar year. And technically, to have somebody start the organizational meeting until we elect a new president, we would ask that the board would approve a president pro tem. So if I could at this time ask for nominations for the president pro tem for the 2019 organizational meeting.
I'd like to nominate Joe Kraft.
I second that.
Are there any other nominees? If I could ask for a roll call for the election of Joe Kraft as President Pro Tem of the Board of Education. Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
And Stoll?
Yes.
Thank you. We're all set there. Thank you.
We're going to move on to the next board item, which is the resolution to set the organizational meeting date.
Second.
Discussion?
January
7th. Discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to the treasurer's recommendations.
I have two recommendations tonight. If it so pleases the board, you can combine them into one vote. The first one is a then and now statements. The details are listed in the resolution. And then we have the student activities purpose statement for a program, and I apologize, I looked into this earlier. It's ruling our experiences. I think that's, Scott, do you recall, is that here at this building?
Which one?
ROCS, ruling our experience, purpose statement for activity.
Yes.
The information that I have about it, I believe it's here.
Yeah.
I believe it's a program to engage young girls more with a school right. counselor here.
Right. And Todd, there you're referring to 5B?
I am.
Right.
So if you'd like to do 5A and B together, you're welcome to.
Right. Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's recommendations 5A and 5B?
So moved.
Second. Discussion. Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to the superintendent's recommendation.
Yes. Start with our gifts and donations. We have Dr. and Mrs. Vikas Jain donated $300 to the science department at Westlake High School. Lee Bernison Middle School PTA donated calculators valued at $274.93 to Lee Bernison Middle School. Lee Bernison Middle School PTA also donated Lego Mindstorms valued at $526.90 to Lee Bernison Middle School. Lee Bernison Middle School PTA also donated Gator Board prints valued at $337.96 to Lee Bernison Middle School. Also from the Middle School PTA donated library books valued at $1,000 to Lee Bernison Middle School. And Westlake Demon Athletic Boosters, also known as WDAB, donated $1,000 to the athletic department at the high school. Other items that we have, there's just a few of them, I can run through them. Employment for classified staff members, we have two bus drivers, data processing secretary that's filling an open vacancy, and a special education bus assistant. In 6C, these are salary adjustments based upon education. So as our certified staff moves up and gets, and when you see BA plus 10, that's a bachelor's plus 10. BA plus 20 is a bachelor's plus 20, and so on. So we make adjustments due to the increase in education of our staff. We have some performance contracts. One is for hydration and body composition tests. This is for the wrestling team that happens for their season. We have Dr. Michelle Heron for professional development for K-6 math. You saw some of the, well, actually that work you probably saw from Alex, I think was ELA.
Yes.
But there's been, this was also from work that was done under the same vein where they're not only looking at the language arts materials, but they're also looking at the other content areas as well. Dr. Heron is a professor at Kent State Stark campus and just fantastic in math curriculum. We do have, when it comes to 6E, we have some supplemental contracts for the winter that are listed there. 6F, stipends for curriculum work, and I believe this is paid out of Title IIA, which is used for professional development. 6G is a resolution to approve a contract with Central Ohio Medical Review. They assist us with our Medicaid billing. They work in concert with another company that we have to do that. And the last one is 6H, is another professional development, and this is Dr. Lori Wilfong, who does what Dr. Perrin does, but the language arts. So a lot of the work that you saw Mr. Fleming show a little bit ago, Dr. Wilfong was a part of that. So if you would like, we can do 6A on its own and bundle 6B through 6H.
Is there a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendation 6A?
So moved.
Discussion.
I have one question.
Yes.
There was an anonymous donor that donated $200 to the Circle of Friends at Westlake High School. You know what that is?
Actually, Mr. Kraft.
We do. The Circle of Friends is was a group that started the next one for high school students as well as middle school students. So students that have some special needs, they tend to be high functioning, and they have an interest in getting out there and doing what everyone else does. The Circle of Friends is an opportunity to get together with a peer to enjoy going out bowling, dinner in a movie, playing board games, getting together, say, outside of the classroom, or in, within the classroom, but outside of the classroom, in school. Many times, too, they'll have with their peer friend the opportunity to communicate and text. There's a requirement to, hey, you have to reach out to your peer on a regular basis, text, talking, what have you. So Circle of Friends is that. You bet. Thank you. Any other comments on 6A? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Is there a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendation 6B through 6H?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. I know you touched on it a little bit with 6G, but I know that when we chatted briefly about the agenda, you spent a little bit of time, whether it's Dr. Goggin or Mr. Hopkins, just touching on that, piece.
Actually, Mrs. Morgan's here, and she had it her board report. Do you want to talk about the contract with Central Ohio Medical Review?
Love to. Can I do it from here? You need me to.
Wherever you wish. We can hear you pretty well, so it's up to you, wherever you're most comfortable.
So, Central Ohio Medical Review is part of a process due to Medicaid school program changes. We now have to have a licensed practitioner of the healing arts order, refer, or prescribe any Medicaid service or any provided therapy service that Medicaid would need to reimburse. Needs to say that it's medically necessary. That's a bit of a touchy subject for schools because we have an educational basis to our services, not so much a medical. So that's a very gray area. Many school staff are not comfortable saying that something is medically necessary, so we contract with this agency where they have physicians assistants, speech and language therapists, medically licensed practitioners of the healing arts who review our IEPs and evaluation team reports to determine that yes, it's a necessary service. They sign off on that. We can then submit if we have parent consent to share information with Medicaid. We are then able to submit in that process using HPC, the contract that was approved in September. And they do the actual submitting once the company signs off and says something is necessary, and that is how we recover funding for the district. I'm constantly checking with Mr. Hopkins to make sure that our staff time and effort in doing the Medicaid process is in fact worth the dollars we're generating back. And I would say, generously speaking, anywhere between $60,000 up to $110,000 are probably recovered annually through the participation in the Medicaid for Schools program.
Thank you. Further discussion? Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have the second hearing of the public on any issues that anyone would like to bring to the board's attention. If you're going to address the board, if you can give me a wave and let me know that you're coming up. Come on up.
myself and Carrie Enziak have stepped up, and we are co-chairing Tracy Westlake. And I'm pleased to announce that we have a date and a location. Yes. It will be on Thursday, May 16th at the Doubletree in Westlake, the former Holiday Inn in the evening, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. More information will be coming out starting at the convenience of the Rolling Restaurant in Westlake. We're Westlake alumni who own restaurants. We're going to start doing invites to the
Thank you, Mrs. Tiernan.
Thank you.
Love the heads up, love the location, and looking forward to it. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? And at this time, more comments.
We have a concert at 7 o'clock at the high school.
Okay.
Be quick about it.
I would just like to say, on behalf of the entire board, happy holidays to staff, to families, to students. You all work very, very hard, and you do a wonderful job. Please take some time with your families. Please take some time for yourself. Relax and enjoy once the semester is over, and always let us know what you may need. Any other board comments? Or a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Discussion? Roll call.
To adjourn at 6:56 p.m. Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.